Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup. And a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Oh, TGIF, it's everybody's favorite day of the week. Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday to you. The show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life on everyone's favorite day. I hope you got big plans for the weekend. Weekend weather is looking fantastic. Unless, of course, you're farming, you'll be working. Good weather means making money. Being out in the field, getting that harvest done. Happy weekend to you. Welcome to the Beach Bunker and a Friday edition. Keyboard Friday coming up. We're going to talk hot dogs. Lots of hot dogs today. We got a big charity barbecue happening today from 11 till 1:30 at Murray's. Looking forward to that. And we're going to talk about hot dog salesmen at your favorite sporting event, whether that be at a Bomber game or a Jets game or a Twins game or maybe a Gold Eyes game. Hot dogs. Yeah, there's an art to it. There's really an art to making money selling hot dogs. Also, yesterday we were telling you about a fast food chain that is experiencing some closures south of the border, and there's some concern that those closures could overflow into Canada, and we have another fast food chain that has just abruptly closed 23 stores overnight, and it is a cause for concern because it's a popular one, and we'll share with you the details on what restaurant stores are closing, and that's fast. Two dozen. Bang, just overnight. Oh, we'll also introduce you to the woman who is the most tattooed on the planet. She has tattoos on 99.98% of her body. She looks like a computer-generated character from one of those superhero action movies, like one of those X-Men movies, you know, the Wolverine movies. Just looks like a villain from that. Pretty impressive stuff, though. She's dedicated. Yeah. Hope you all had a great week. The end of the week is here. You've made it. You've reached the finish line, the quintessential end of the road for the week. The weekend is here, and it is time to kick back, relax, and maybe get a hot dog in you. We are going to be at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue. I'm going to be popping by around 11:30 this morning. Starts at 11. I'll be finishing up the podcast for noon, getting that uploaded. So as soon as that's done, I'm going to come on over. You know I'm going to be there for a hot dog today. So we're going to be at Murray's today. Probably I'll be there 11:30 till 12:30. So if you want to come for lunch today, it's a fundraiser for Tools for School. We're making sure that kids are equipped with the school supplies they need to go back to class in, 12 days? So if you are in the Brandon region, come on by and have a hot dog. It's $5 for a hot dog drink and a bag of chips. That's a pretty damn good happy meal with today's inflation. You know what I'm saying? And this is for charity. This is a big fundraiser for Tools for Schools. And I mention it because things are not good in back to school shopping land. You know, a lot of parents are struggling. And I know it seems ridiculous. A couple of pens, some pencils, some binders. What are you talking about? We've talked about it on the show an awful lot that, you know what, food bank use is through the roof. Inflation's awful. It's taking its toll on so many people, and the economy is not where it needs to be, and so on and so forth. And, you know, these are kids. This is the future. By the time they get to be adults, you know, as old as us and as wise as us, hopefully this crap will be over, this junk that we're just trudging through. I mean, we had the railway shut down, and now apparently Air Canada could be next. It's like, just this COVID crap never ends. It's a never-ending story. It just goes on a loop. It just goes on a loop, and it just goes. So anyway, point being, they're in desperate need. So even if you can't bring school supplies today, if you could come by for a hot dog, that would be great. And thank you so much to Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express for hosting us today. They are such great hosts, giving us the parking lot with all those beautiful cars surrounding us. And that is fantastic. And guess who else is going to be there? Kuiper's Family Bakery. Yes, the greatest bread, the greatest buns, the greatest baked goods, and you maybe never have had the Kuiper's world-famous hot dog buns, the official hot dog and hamburger bun of summer. Well, now is your chance. And if you love that, stop by their store at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. So we'll see you at Murray's today at 11:30. But again, the barbecue starts at 11. Oh, banana bread. Oh, and you know what else is good aside from banana bread? I hate to admit it, is pumpkin spice muffins at Tim Hortons. I was at Tim Hortons yesterday, and I caved. I got the pumpkin spice ice latte, the ice cap. The pumpkin spice ice cap is at Tim Hortons now. And I couldn't go through and get myself one of those flatbread bacon pizzas. It was kind of one of those situations. You're in a rush, getting some food, had stuff going on. And I love the fact that I can get a real quick pizza at the drive-thru. So I'm getting a flatbread pizza, and all of a sudden on the menu board there, pumpkin spice ice cap is in along with pumpkin spice muffins. So I'm a giver. Not only did I pick up the beverage for my lovely wife, but I wanted to make sure that, it was as tasty as advertised, because I'm a giver, and I want to make sure you are in the loop on all things fantastic. And so the pumpkin spice muffin, I was just reminded of that by the banana bread, because it's kind of like got that flavor to it. I don't know if there's similar ingredients. There probably is. But moist, delicious, and of course the pumpkin spice ice cap. Wow, that was something else. Very rich, though. I took a sip, handed it immediately over to my wife, because it's like, no, I'm saving my calories for the bacon pizza. Flatbread pizzas at Tim Hortons are fantastic. Subway sandwiches overnight abruptly closed 23 stores in two U.S. states. 200 workers are out of a job this morning. Diners fear that the Subway restaurant chain is dropping like flies. Subway shut the store, several stores in Washington and Oregon overnight, and they say there could be more coming. We were telling you yesterday the story about KFC and how KFC did something similar. Not nearly as many stores. I think it was, 9 or 10 stores that they had closed and said more would be coming. And Subway had an emergency meeting last Friday with some of their franchisees, or most of their franchisees, and said that, we're in some trouble here. People are making sandwiches at home. It's too expensive. And it looks like some Sunseekers are saying that, too. It's a little pricey. And the ghost of the $5 footlong. $5 footlong. I mean, and people are like, hey, just bring that back. Just bring back a $5 footlong. And listen, can you imagine if they could? I think there would be a mad rush on Subway. That's how you single-handedly save Subway. The problem is, you can't make a sandwich for $5 anymore. Molly says they go when they get coupons. And let it be known, I love Subway. Eat fresh, Love that you can pick out the stuff and, get exactly what you want, fresh bread and all that stuff. Yeah. It's great. But they are part of what is appearing to be a trend of fast food places that are just in the middle of the night saying, we can't do it anymore. It was KFC yesterday, and today it's Subway. And I feel bad for the 200 people that are losing their jobs, and they say there's more on the way. Nothing in Canada announced yet, but in the U.S., the competition for food is just so severe. MJ says, yes, I got enough stuff to make 6 subs at home for what it cost me for a footlong and a 6-inch sub at Subway. Well, and those $5 footlongs, they were popular. That was a home run for that restaurant chain. But you know what one mom has done? One mom has actually set up like a Subway-style restaurant in her own kitchen. And she makes videos, of course, because as most moms that, are doing some amazing stuff, they like to put videos out there and throw it up on TikTok. And this mom, here she is, right here, the color of super mom. She's getting her kids to eat veggies. But what she has done is she's created this TikTok channel. She's got 7 million views, 700,000 followers, because she's getting her kids to eat vegetables. But you know what the secret is? She's created this salad bar that looks just like Subway in her kitchen. I'm going to see if I can find it for her. Oh, there it is. Hang on a second. There are the kids loading up right there. So if you are having a hard time getting your kids to eat their veggies, this is what you need to do. Make a little. How do you buy one of these? Isn't that cool? I just want that. I think that if you could, you could make a Subway counter in your kitchen. How easy would that be to go and get some snacks instead of going and getting a bag of chips or something like that? If you had some fresh bread lying around, and look at what she's got on the kitchen counter behind the kids, like two giant smoothie machines, like Slurpee machines. She's got a Subway. She's turned her kitchen into a Subway restaurant. That's what she's done. And the kids, look at them. They're loading up on the veggies. They get to pick out their own stuff. She set up the big salad bar tray there. Zuba Bernice says, I love the fresh veggies on my meat at Subway. This is a way to get kids to eat their veggies. And I just want to know if I can get one of these veggie trays somewhere. Her kitchen is probably the size of my house. That is a very ingenious idea. People on TikTok are loving it. And the kids are loving eating lots of vegetables. Now, while I would like to have that little Subway container so I can also eat vegetables on demand, already cut up. Like, oh, look at that. She's cut them all up. Oh, there's bacon there. It's not all veggie. See, she's got bacon there. You see it? You see the bacon? I see the bacon. Oh, and there's a little bit of turkey. It's a sandwich shop. She's created a sandwich shop in her kitchen. Can you imagine what her grocery bill is, though? Look at the fresh food. Oh, man, I'm just looking at that going, A, that is delicious. And B, how much does that cost? Because the kids aren't eating all the vegetables. They're picking a little bit here, a little bit there, and then you come back and you got some salt, you know, soggy cucumbers and some peppers that have turned and so on and so forth. And exploded in the microwave. It is time for It Exploded in the Microwave. My stuff exploded in the microwave. My stuff exploded in the microwave. I put it in and hit the button. Boom, boom, boom. Have you ever put some in the microwave and it explodes? Do you have problem stuff? You got to be careful with water. You know, you're going to make yourself tea or something like that. You put it in the microwave and you crank it up. And all of a sudden, boom, it's like, whoa. Or you put the water in, and if you touch it with a spoon, if you get it really cranked up too hot, and you, it's like you break the top of the water, and boom, it'll go, and it'll burn you. You got to be careful. Well, Polar Bear wants keyboard. He wants keyboard. Okay, maybe we'll do it before 8. Oh, we'll mix it up. Mama J says corn in the microwave will explode. Pasta cups are bad in the microwave. They explode. I am very careful with my pizza pops because pizza pops, not only do they explode, but it creates a hell of a mess. Yeah, pizza pops exploding are just... another one is butter. I'll put a little bit of butter in the microwave to kind of get it all heated up and melted up for my popcorn. And you got to be careful. That stuff melts fast. It goes gone to butter. It's a liquid and all of a sudden, bang, you got, oh, where'd all my butter go? Where did all my butter go? It exploded. MJ says, don't forget to add water to noodles before microwaving. Oh, these noodles exploded. I can't even see the box they came in. Uh-oh. Noodles go bang, bang. There's a bit of a mess. There's a mess to clean up. Oh, somebody inadvertently threw their earbuds in the microwave. Kids, don't do this at home. Don't put your earbuds in the microwave. They're not going to work after. Don't do that. This person put a jar of Nutella in the microwave thinking, you know what? You know how sometimes, whether it be peanut butter or honey or something like that, it can get a little hard, a little stiff. So let's put the jar of Nutella in the microwave. Kids, this is what happens when you put Nutella in the microwave. You create a Nutella piece of art, really, and it's smoking, and it's probably, I can smell this picture, stinky. Polar Bear says, don't microwave Brussels sprouts. Oh, Smells like someone crapped their pants in the kitchen, right? Antosh says they explode. Mama J says it, eggs will explode too. Be careful with the eggs. Wow. Wow. 3 minutes? Today I learned that 3 minutes was too long to microwave milk. Oh, that is epic. Someone's got a mess to clean, and someone's got a mess to clean. That is a hell of a mess. Oh, what is this? What did they microwave here? When the restaurant takeout container is not microwave safe. The plastic container. I so wanted my Parmesan chicken from last night. And I went back to the microwave and it was a black blob. A blob of black plastic. Oh, man. No. Yeah. Doesn't it say on the bottom of the containers whether you can microwave them or not? I thought it did. Oh, man. No Parmesan chicken for you. Uh-oh. What happened here? My 9-year-old sister destroyed our microwave by doing a TikTok life hack. A starburst in the microwave. Not good. Oh, and it'd be sticky. Famous last words. I'm going to make a TikTok life hack. Watch this. Good morning, blessed mama. Decided to heat up some leftover pizza. The microwave oven decided to light the pizza box on fire. Oof, that's not good. I once lived in an apartment over on 10th Street where the fire department was called. The ambulance was there. The fire trucks were there. The cops were there. I thought the whole apartment block was on fire. Smoke was wafting through the hallways of the apartment, and I thought, oh my gosh, what is going on? And we got out. Everybody's out there in their house coats. There's like dozens and dozens of people. The entire apartment block is evacuated. And I'll never forget it. The firefighter came through the front door of the apartment, not carrying a little child to safety like you see in the movies, not with a woman over his shoulder to put into a stretcher and cart away in an ambulance like you see in the movies. It's okay, ma'am. The fire department is here. We are here to serve. You have been saved. No, he walked out of the front door of the apartment with a pizza box. And threw the pizza box into the parking lot, like just with like this kind of like disgust. He's just like throws it into, and it's completely burnt. And apparently, sweet little old lady had gone out for supper, apparently. And when they told her to reheat her pizza, she didn't realize she had to take it out of the box. So she put the box in the oven. That also does not work. Oh, this is eggs. Here we go. Here's eggs. This is some egg fun. I've had this happen. This happens to me once a month. I'm usually trying to make a quick egg sandwich or something like that. Kaboom, eggs all over the place. Oh, this is lovely. My microwave lunch jumped and flipped. Someone was trying to have some stew, one of those easy-to-cook dollar store stews, and left it in too long. Kaboom, and then flipped over. Holy cow. I don't know what they were trying to cook here. Some kind of chili, perhaps. Maybe it was a dessert. There's white on top. 90 seconds microwaving for 5 minutes of cleaning. I wouldn't mind if the food was actually hot. It creates such a mess, hey? Like, holy cow. You know what they need? TikTok for life hacks? How to clean a microwave after an explosion with one swoop. What do you do? Should have a disposable microwave. I mean, they're not the most expensive appliance. They should have microwave liners, maybe. Microwave liners, and then you just like, ah, crap, something exploded. Let's just pull the, holy shnikes, another egg in the microwave. It exploded with such force that it blew the door open. Holy man. Oh, yes, on the internet it says, microwave a penny for 1 minute to get a mini coin. Oh, God. And of course, you see some kid sees that, and this is the result. The microwave catches fire. So do the cupboards. The cupboards catch fire. Delightful. This is another edition of My Parents Aren't Home. Let's microwave the game controller. Oh, don't do this at home. Don't do this at home. Hey, Cindy. Things that have exploded in the microwave. Brand new $300 microwave from Amazon came full of crusty old food. That's disgusting. That's gross. Oh, that's Canadian money. Someone decided to microwave $5,000 to disinfect them. Okay, there's laundering money, and then there's cook in the books. I guess somebody got those things confused. Cooking the books and laundering the money. When only 4 seconds are left, never do eggs in the microwave. Eggs are tricky. There's no question about it. I don't even know what's going on here. Roommate accidentally melted the microwave splatter guard onto my favorite cast iron. Oy, oy, oy. So I heard it was fine putting your phone in the microwave to charge it. My charger broke yesterday. My battery was pretty low. Well, there's another brain surgeon, and there's another one trying to launder money, and that doesn't work. Nope. Oh, this is a travesty. This is awful. Somebody put an unmicrowave safe pie plate full of bacon in the microwave and it exploded. Ladies and gentlemen, please, may we have a moment of silence. Please join me in a moment of silence for the wasted bacon. Leon's had to close the store this week for 2 days because they were getting ready for the giant Leon's liquidation sale. Everything in the store is on sale. If you go to Leon's at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, you're going to see the best deals of the year. Why does this happen? Well, because at the end of summer, they're already planning for 2025. They've got to make room for more furniture to come into the store. And so they close the store for 2 days. They say, okay, how low can we go? How low can we go on this? How low can we go on this? Let's just like rip it right down to nothing. And that's what they've done at Leon's with their gigantic clearances on this weekend. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon's West End. You know it's some serious stuff when they've got to close the store for a couple of days. EPLA office on 18th Street will help you with buying or selling a home, or if somebody you know is getting a will done, doing some estate planning. Please see our friends at EPLA office, Andrea and Company. They've just hired some new staff to help assist, and they have a great crew over there. Very, very knowledgeable and very busy because they're very popular. But they've always got time for you at EPLA Law Office. So if you need to talk to them about some business law, incorporating some wills and estates or real estate, find them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. And this is the big weekend at the Elkhorn Resort Clarisseau Nordic Spa for the Hawaiian Luau Party. This is going to be a fantastic event. They also have live music this weekend at the Buffalo Bar. Acoustic soloist Chris Godini will be performing. That will be at Buffalo Bar, 8:30 until 10:30 p.m. Chris will be there today and tomorrow. And then, of course, the main event is on Sunday. The main event is the Hawaiian Luau, and you don't even have to get on board an airplane to go to Hawaii. No. It is the second annual Hawaiian Luau Party happening Sunday. Here is their poster right here. Dinner, dancers, games, live music, delicious pig roast dinner. You get a complimentary drink with the price of your ticket. It's an evening of Hawaiian culture, entertainment, and good food. And again, it is happening on Sunday. Tickets are $95 for adults, and that pays for your whole evening. $25 for 12 and under, and that includes entertainment, dinner, a free drink, games, and there is a cash bar available. That is happening at the Elkhorn Resort Clarisseau Nordic Spa this weekend, Sunday, 5 o'clock, up at beautiful Riding Mountain National Park, Clear Lake.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
I've got to introduce you to the world's most tattooed woman. This is astonishing. An Army veteran, 36, has become the most tattooed woman ever, inking 99.98% of her body. And she says she's not finished yet. So this is how she started out. Oh, she's a delightful young lady. Look at this. Esperance Frazina. She is 36 years old. Esperance Frazina from Bridgeport, Connecticut. She is now declared the most tattooed woman on the planet. Let's center this picture here. She looks so nice. Tell me you've got some issues without telling me you've got some issues. Holy cow. So somebody like this shows up at your door and asks you if you would like to see her vacuum cleaners. She is a door-to-door vacuum cleaner salesperson. Someone like this shows up at the door and says, would you like to see the Electrolux selection that I've got? What? How do you respond to that? How do you? I'm calling the cops. I'm just like, whoa, get my gun. I'm calling the cops. And there's no way of hiding that. There's no way of covering that up. She is wall-to-wall ink. She is a, and not to mention how much that would cost. I don't have tattoos, but I know they're expensive. You know, you see some really good art on people, and I have two questions generally. Number one is, so why did you get that tattoo? And normally there's a story behind it. And then number two is, how much did that cost, especially if it's really good? And so I'm curious. She must have spent, could we say hundreds of thousands of dollars? Probably tens of thousands of dollars. This is pretty wild. Wow. MJ says, someone needs to get that woman a sketchbook. Blessed Mama says, I like tattoos and all. But ooh, that's a little too much. But how much is too much? Seriously. How much is too much? See, and then she did this. I can't even look at that. Like, this is, she is, do you think she's looking for some attention? I don't know. I would think if I was her dad, I would be asking myself some very serious questions. I would be saying, oh boy, what did I do? Where did I go wrong? What have I done? Lindy says she better not get old, fat, and saggy. I have some that have some meaning and some that are just because I like them. Yeah, this I'm scared to ask. I'm scared to even be in the same room with this person. I do not, this is not my style, but, you know, we talked a bit about this yesterday, though. If this person can do a good job at something, and she's respectful to others, and gets along with everybody, I mean, it is what it is. She's a human being, and, you know, you have to judge them based on the content of their character, not their choices of ink. I do like her hair, though. I like her. I like the red hair. That's kind of nice. It is. Well, she's a walking, living, breathing piece of art. Oh, and she's not done. There's nothing left. There's Esperance. There's nothing left. There's no space. There is no room left. And there she is getting her award from the Guinness Book of World Records as the most tattooed person on the planet. Each tattoo has helped her understand her life, and she says they turn dark times into light. That's pretty wild. Too much. $30,000. Yay, caramba. Hey, you're at home here with Co-ops of West, man. I'm going to get my propane tank filled today after that barbecue over at Murray's today. Don't forget, Dana, come for a hot dog. Tools for School, United Way is going to be, we're going to be over at Murray's. I'm going to be there 11:30 to 12:30. Barbecue starts at 11, goes till 1:30. We're collecting school supplies, or come for a $5 hot dog drink and a bag of chips. Can't beat that deal for lunch. And we're going to help to raise funds for school supplies for kids. Then I'm going to go over across the street, get my propane tank filled, as you should too, get it filled for the weekend at your local Co-ops of Westman, and at the same time, pick up some of those pork kebabs wrapped in bacon. Also, deal of the week this week, whole chickens, $2.99 a pound. Whole chickens at Co-op, that's a steal of a deal. Fill your freezer, I'm not kidding. Chop them up, throw them on the grill, put them in the smoker, $2.99 a pound. Co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota too. Co-opsofwestman.ca. Sunrise Credit Union is giving away coolers filled with free food and free drinks. It's a contest for Sunrise Ag members. Enter to win the Sunrise Credit Union Harvest Cool Down giveaway by texting COOLER, COOLER, to 78669. Again, if you are a Sunrise Credit Union Ag member. Sunrise Credit Union is accepting donations to support the family affected by the recent McCreary tragedy. Donations can be made at any Sunrise Credit Union branch or e-transfer to Helping Friends 2024 at Outlook.com. And our thoughts are with the town. And this is just wonderful that Sunrise Credit Union has done this so that we can at least take the financial burden off of the family involved. If you are into MMA, you're going to love that. Define the Fight. MPX Promotions is presenting MMA Fights. Define the Fight. It is a huge card that is going to be in the event center at the Skydancer Casino.
At Skydancer Casino and Resort on August 31st. Define the Fight brings elite fighters to showcase their skills and strength, determined to leave their mark in the cage. Whether you're a diehard MMA fan or new to the sport.
This is not on the big screen. This is in the event center. UFC Hall of Famer Pat Mielich will be signing autographs as part of the Skydancer Beatdown August the 31st. Go to SkydancerCasino.com for more or visit them on their social media channels on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And the big fight's coming next weekend. And finally, Auto Fashion. If you have some hail damage to your vehicle or you need your car detailed, please remember our friends at Auto Fashion. They will take the worry out of getting your car all fixed up and ready for fall. If you got some little dents from hail, they'll take them out. Paintless dent repair, MPI, SGI accredited, courtesy car and $50 gift card. If you've got an MPI hail claim, just see them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Did you see this diamond? Did you see this? Did you see this diamond? This is real. Small mining firm just saw its stock surge 91% after it discovered the world's second largest diamond. Look at the size of this thing. And it's a Canadian company that found it. Somebody should, you know, put this on a piece of gold. Put this on a gold band. And for that, and give it to the highest maintenance woman in the world, likely in Hollywood or somewhere in Southern California. I must have the biggest diamond in the world. Here you go. Put this on your hand. Oh, my God. It's so big. Yeah, put that on. And then she's walking around like one shoulder is like dipped because she's walking around like this. Like she's got one ear just off the ground because her hand is so heavy with this rock. You said you wanted a big diamond. Well, there you go. That looks fake, but it's not. The diamond was found at Karo Mine in Botswana, the world's second largest ever. It is a 2,400-carat diamond, almost 2,500 carats in this thing. I don't see anything orange. Where's the carats? Yeah, that's the only carats I know, too. And even those, I don't have a great relationship with. Not big on the the nutritious kind of carrots. Tosh says, it's time to go. Let's have a great weekend. I will see you later today, hopefully. If not, watch for my update. Love to see you. Have a hot dog. Thank you for a great summer. And we got 1 week to go until the long weekend, and then the kids are back at class. Hard to believe. Where the hell did summer go? Where has it gone? It's crazy. Have a great weekend. I can't wait to do this again on Monday, 7 o'clock Central. We'll do it again. More food, fun places, and mayhem. I know you got lots of great stuff planned for the weekend. Have fun in Carberry at the big party out there this weekend. I look forward to getting recapped on all the pictures and all the fun and frivolity that you're having, whether you're going to be at the campsite, at the lake, if you're going to be at one of the festivals or parties, or maybe you're just going to be at the store fending off the crowds. Prepare for it. It's going to be a real busy shopping weekend and a hot and sticky weekend too, okay? Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun. Once again, thank you. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you Monday, Sunseekers. Take care. Bye-bye for now.